Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. September 18, 2020. All together in the home stretch. The Creator obliges us to follow the program of creation, and therefore shows us that it is bad to remain separated from each other. But how can he show us that it is bad? Only at the expense of suffering. Otherwise we will not understand that separation is evil. Therefore, the Creator is forced to attach some unpleasant event to our separation so we can start feeling it. We need to feel through the coronavirus pandemic that we are in trouble because of our separation. We need to link our physical and mental states together. The fact that we are so far from each other mentally and do not feel how beautiful the connection is the cause of all the misfortunes that have happened to us. The virus itself is not so terrible, but because it covers the whole world, it paralyzes all our lives. If it had hit a single country, it would not have attracted such attention. But since it comes from a completely different level, from the global spiritual force around the entire globe, from the spiritual state, from the program of the end of the global correction, it awakens a very special attitude toward itself and plunges everyone into confusion and perplexity. Scientists can't come up with a solution, and there's no hope of a vaccine coming soon. This epidemic is unlike any previous ones, which were more local, not aimed at correcting the last generation, and did not come from a common force called Mashiach that acts on all of humanity. This is the first time we have encountered it. This is why such measures are being taken. After all, why does it seem necessary to stop all industry around the world, destroy the economies of all the countries, and radically change the entire lives of people just because of some virus? And if there was a war that would have killed millions, it would not have stopped, people would have continued to fight. Why are we stopping our lives because of the coronavirus? It is because this power comes from the upper level, from where we are already connected together. And this power comes to show us that we have to connect here in this world. Therefore, we don't understand it and are perplexed. Gradually, we will start listening to the way the Creator is teaching us, and begin to understand how He treats us, and what He wants from us. Through this, we will hear the voice of the Creator, feel His actions, and be able to respond to them. We will get closer to each other and immediately see the epidemic abating. And then we will fall back into our egoism, and the epidemic will return. In this way, we will get closer and drift apart, like a child who climbs into his father's arms, then runs away from him, then gets scared of a dog and asks to be picked up again. In the same way, the Creator teaches us how to always strive to connect with Him. The only difference between this world and the spiritual world is in who rules, me or the Creator. It is to this change of power that the pandemic should push us. The Creator takes into account the global correction of the entire world. He thinks about the future of humanity, connecting all in one kli and filling it with the upper light. We have already reached the home stretch of correction. The Creator is not very hidden. It is us, who cannot reveal Him, and He does not hide, influencing us, from our connection. And so we feel a global blow to everyone, not somewhere more, somewhere less, but everywhere. After all, we are already on the home stretch and we only need to reach the finish line, the global connection. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson September 13, 2020, Work with Faith Above Reason. What will bridge the generation gap? Question: What can close the gap between generations? Answer: I hope that the past generation will be wiser and kinder to the new generation, and the new generation realizes that it faces a very serious task to decide what the meaning of life is. They need to decide on their own, because the past generation will not be able to show them the way, but will support them. We are at a stage when a new generation must acquire a new methodology, a new ideology, a new attitude to the world and to life. I wish them that. From Cab TV's The Post Coronavirus Era, May 21, 2020. Blitz of Kabbalah tips about the family, May 21, 2020. Question: can a married couple of the same sex provide the right education for children? Answer: no. A child must have two different people, opposite in their natural attributes. Question: is a family with a robot an option? Is there such an option in the near future of humanity? Answer: I do not think so. That would not be a good family. Question: can we say that there are conflicts at the basis of a strong family? Answer: sometimes. Question: does online connection strengthen the family? Answer: not based on today's internet, no. I hope it will be the case in the future. Question: is there a future for the virtual family? Answer: a virtual family cannot be the future. A family is not beyond the boundaries of the home. Question: there is a whole section in family life called expectation. What should we expect in a spouse? Answer: mutual understanding, mutuality. Question: do we need to choose a partner according to the equivalence of attributes, or quite the opposite? The more different people are in their character, the stronger the unity between them is? Answer: a couple needs to be opposite from each other, and they need to understand their oppositeness, that each of them has a mind and the desire to complement each other. Question: is it a good idea to build a family today in the first place? Answer: it is impossible without a family. A family needs to exist for our sake, for the sake of the education of children. A person without a family is not a human being, but half a body. From Cab TV's The Post Coronavirus Era, May 21, 2020. My new article on LinkedIn in need of a new navigation system. The world is changing so fast that we can't keep track. We used to study about globalization at school or university, but never felt it as a real issue in our lives. Now it's enough to look outside the window in Western Europe and see the pale blue sky, turned grayish by the smoke from the fires in America's west coast, to understand that we really are in one boat. We're navigating the world as if we live in a three-dimensional world, but we don't. We're living in a sphere, and every point in that sphere touches every other point. Anything we do, say, or even think touches everyone else in the world. It's a scary thought, but nonetheless true. I agree with former UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, who recently connected the world's problems to a lack of global partnership, but I think it's deeper than partnership. Our survival has become connected. We can change the face of the Earth and the fate of humanity in a matter of months. It's just a matter of switching from a negative attitude to a positive attitude toward others. If we exercise this, we'll live in heaven on Earth. If we don't, we won't need to die to go to hell. It'll come up to us. In fact, the first lesson that the coronavirus taught us was that we've shifted to a new dimension of existence, a spherical one, where every single element impacts every other element. Many people used the phrase, an infection anywhere is an infection everywhere, to describe our mutual accountability with regard to the coronavirus, but this is just as true with regard to everything else. Therefore, even though we do not like each other, and in many cases wish each other the worst, we cannot afford to maintain this attitude. It will hurt us, very directly and very personally. We have become responsible for one another in the full sense of the word. We should care about the fires and hurricanes in the US, as though they are happening in our own town. We should care about the millions of people dying from COVID as though they were our own family, and we should care about the millions of people around the world who do not have sufficient food and water, shelter, or even sanitation. We should care about all the people who are suffering because they today are we tomorrow. As simple and as literal as that. And it's not as if there's nothing we can do. There is plenty of food and water for everyone. There is much we can do to curb COVID and even cure it, and there is much we can do to help Earth balance her climate. But in the current dog-eat-dog attitude, we're not going to do anything and we will all drown in Earth's sinking boat. So the first thing we need to do is change how we relate to one another. If we change the social atmosphere, it'll suddenly feel very natural to help one another. When that happens, the vast resources we have stored for our own needs, and in order to deny them of others, will quickly find their way to where they are most needed. We can change the face of the Earth and the fate of humanity in a matter of months. It's just a matter of switching from a negative attitude to a positive attitude toward others. If we exercise this, we live in heaven on Earth. If we don't, we won't need to die to go to hell, it'll come up to us. How will fashion change? Remark, the coronavirus and the pandemic associated with it are changing the habits, guidelines, and priorities of society. As a result, this has an impact on all spheres of business, including fashion. At Paris Fashion Week, one of the brands presented its collection on a barge that went down the Seine. It could have been observed from the Eiffel Tower and from different sides. Dior has released a collection for dolls, and if customers want to buy something, then it will be reproduced in full size. Another luxury brand has created a collection that matches the current conditions. Its couturier says that it is most likely a house dress or nightgown that now corresponds to the current time. My comment, very good, this is the most needed. Question, what does a person convey through clothing from the point of view of Kabbalah? Answer, his inner world, his inner attitude to the meaning of the world, to the meaning of life. Question, what values should we pass on to each other so that we do not depend on clothing, its cost, labels, and so on? Answer, with the help of the clothing, we have to convey our aspiration for unity, for a beautiful, simple connection between people above our egoism, for all people around to feel that I relate to them well, kindly, and they could see it in my clothes. That is, the clothes should not be provocative, but endearing, drawing something compassionate to me. It is possible to check how children relate to it, whether they want to stroke it, press their cheek to it. Question, what kind of fashion should be introduced for this to appear and develop between people? Answer, fashion for a smile. No outfits, no epaulettes, or anything else can replace this. There should be a friendly smile. Not a leer. Question, what information should the clothes convey to other people? Answer, they should convey the good message of a person. From CabTV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, July 27, 2020. Guide for Roundtables, Part 4. Time for Adaptation. Question, there are clear rules and principles of the round table under which you can achieve a positive result. First, external conditions. Participants turn off their mobile phones and make sure that nothing distracts or interferes with them. They do not leave their seats during the discussion, only when necessary. It is very important that they are not joined by unprepared people. Second, everyone discusses one common topic chosen in advance and carefully listens to the questions of the moderator without deviating from the topic of discussion. Third, each participant expresses his or her opinion, and this contributes to the common decision. On the other hand, there are people who passively participate in these processes. Naturally, we cannot make them talk. How should the moderator and all other participants react to his silence? Answer, we'll have to get his opinion out of him somehow or not consider him present. Question, can he be given some time to start with? Answer, time is given to everyone for adaptation, for mutual inclusion, for understanding the problem, for correctly expressing their opinion, etc. These are problems of internal and external organization of each one and everyone together. But, in general, a person must understand that they must participate in this experiment, and we need to bring them to this with all seriousness. From CapTV's Management Skills, July 9, 2020. Who benefits from asking? Remark: your haiku was posted on Instagram, touches of egoism multiply. I will turn to the creator, let him control him. The question is, the creator creates, but I am also a creator. Who benefits from begging? My comment: man, Adam, me. I am always striving so that I have some questions, some requests, some appeal to the creator. All the time with a question or with an exclamation mark when I admire his actions. The truth is not often, to put it mildly. But that there were always enough requests so that I was always begging the creator. Question: why does one need to be constantly requesting? Answer: to correct your egoism. And why did he make it? In order to correct. And he wants to fix it, but he does it only at my request. Question: then in what am I a creator? Answer: I command the creator to correct what he has done. He is called the creator because he did this, and I am the creator because I ask him to fix everything from this. And in this I am a creator. From CapTV's News with Michael Leitman, December 17, 2019. Whom should we ask for help? Question: whom should we ask for help, the creator or the group? And how should we do it? Answer: only the group, and through the group you can turn to the creator. It is even better if the whole group turns to the creator together. Then you will surely be able to improve both your state and the state of the group, because you will begin to feel that the negative impacts that you sense are not directed specifically at you, but that they come to you through the group. If you respond to them through the group, it is the best method of correction. From CapTV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, October 14, 2018. Business according to the laws of nature. Question: in business, income is built on the fact that everyone is trying to use others to make the most for their own super profits. Therefore, there is practically no place for an honest person in a business. What should a business be like to conform with the laws of nature? Answer: a business should be absolutely reciprocal when both partners understand that they cannot do without each other. Therefore, the material business should not be built on the fact that they come together, begin to deceive and steal from each other, and then quickly scatter. And spiritual business is based on the fact that we unite and eventually form something more. And this is something larger. And this is something from which society can get the maximum benefit, and we want to offer it to society. Question: what advice would you give to people who want to comply with the laws of nature? Answer: to invest as much as possible in new education or in nurturing a new society. From CapTV's The Post-Coronavirus Era, June 4, 2020. Can the souls give birth to each other? Question: can souls give birth to each other? Answer: no. Human beings don't give birth to each other either. It only seems that way to us. We don't generate anything new, except for the condition of the appearance of a new image in our world. This means that the forces already exist and they are ready to develop, so the development of a new body seemingly takes place through an individual, a certain person, male and female, but it is predetermined. Question: is a new third desire born when two desires unite in spirituality? Answer: it is new in the connection between them and in their connection with the upper, as it says, a man and a woman, Shehinah is between them, which means the appearance of the Creator. It is the force of the Creator that prompts the male and female individuals, spiritual forces, to be internally connected, determines their next phase of development, and what will generate from them. From the Kabbalah lesson in Russian, September 16, 2018.